The Redskins lost to the New England Patriots today, 34-27. It's the 10-3 Patriots' fifth straight win, but the 4-9 Skins made a game of it before losing late in the fourth with a turnover on a Rex Grossman interception. Joining us live, Redskins Hall of Famer John Riggins. John, seemed like a pretty exciting game.
Well, yeah, it was, and that's the key right there, I think. I mean, ultimately, the team loses, and, you know, everybody, I think, is getting kind of used to that every Sunday. But the fact that the offense made some plays, I think that was probably the biggest thing. And you know what? The defense, they're going against the New England Patriots. Those guys know how to score points, although there was sloppy play at time. There was undisciplined play at time. I mean, this team is so uneven that you really, you know, you don't really still know what's going on. But you see, Helu, another nice game by him. I mean, there's individuals out there that are playing well, but collectively, they're just not getting it done.
When you see the team hurt by penalties week after week, is that the players' fault, or is that coaching, or what's with all of that?
Well, it's a little bit of both. On the one hand, I mean, the real penalty, you know, that comes to mind was D'Angelo Hall when he throws a flag after. I mean, that's just intolerable. You cannot have players doing that. And that goes right back to your coach. Those guys have got to know that is just something that doesn't happen on a well-coached football team. You do not make the game about yourself. And that's exactly what we saw in D'Angelo Hall in that moment. So, yeah, I would say, but also players have to be smart in some of the stuff that they do as far as, you know, like, the, you know, what do you call it, offsides and those kinds of things. You know, they better be responsible for that. I mean, you can only coach that so much. But as far as unsportsmanlike conduct, that falls on the coach as far as I'm concerned.
Riggo, you mentioned running back Roy Helu. How do you size up his game? He's become the first Redskins rookie to post three straight 100-yard games.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, it's pretty interesting when you consider the fact that they had basically, you know, both with Jamal Brown not being able to play today, they had to go into the game with two guys probably that didn't get that much. Well, one of them would have because they knew Williams wasn't going to play. But, you know, two tackles there that were all of a sudden they were thrust into the limelight, and the offensive line did a pretty doggone good job. Helu certainly knows, you know, was able to find daylight. And I thought for the most part they kept Rex Grossman upright for most of the game.
Hey, did you notice that sideline spectacle on the New England sidelines in the fourth period with quarterback Brady and one of the coaches screaming at each other? That's not something you see every day.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, that comes from guys that have been at the job a long time and know exactly what they're, you know, that are confident in what they do. Buddy Ryan, years ago when I played for the Jets, he used to call that, was like whiskey talk, you know. It's just all in the morning, everybody will have forgotten everything that was said. But, yeah, I thought the same thing. I thought, whoa, Tom Brady, that coach, they're getting after it.
What about the Giants next week?
Well, you know, once again, you're looking at a team. We're talking about the Burgundy and Gold now. These guys come and they show up and they come to play. I mean, you can't really ask much more. Well, you can. Obviously, you'd like to see them win a game. But at least they haven't capitulated the season. And I think that, you know, they're going up and they're going to have to play the Giants. That's going to be a tough game. The Giants need to win this game. But I expect, you know, they'll come out and they'll make a game of it. And you never know.
Thanks so much. John Riggins, Redskins Hall of Famer.